It is that time of day to talk about Elizabeth Holmes, where the jury is in its fifth straight day of deliberations. And we have Yahoo Finance's Alexis Keenan with all the scintillating details. So, Alexis, what is going on? What is the latest today?
So, Jared, we're about halfway through day five of the jury working to weigh the evidence for and against Elizabeth Holmes, of course, the embattled founder of the failed Silicon Valley blood testing company, Theranos, who prosecutors say defrauded both investors and customers. Now, the jury's been carrying out their service for 30 plus hours at this point. So they've been present in court now for more than a week behind closed doors. And so far, jurors have submitted two questions, only one of which really offered any window into their evidence of focus. The jurors wanted to re-listen to a secretly recorded call with investors during which Elizabeth Holmes pitched what she said was Theranos' progress at the time in their retail, military, and pharmaceutical industries. So let's take a listen to just part of that call.
We created a distributed system that can be used in remote areas, and that is another big area of focus for us. And as we now reach this stage in our business, and going back to the comment that I made earlier on organization, that really is another business unit. And so that the pharmaceutical business and retail are these three units that we have. Obviously, to be able to do what we've just done, we had to pause a large number of our ongoing pharmaceutical and military programs so that we could focus like a laser on this and executing on this.
Now, what Holmes is talking about executing on this, she's talking about the company's retail aspirations at the time in its Walgreens stores and those tests that were offered to customers. In that same call, Holmes also told investors that its technology allowed for processing blood in a way that didn't suffer the kind of rate of decay for certain key analytes that occur when blood is shipped through a central lab. Though in her own testimony, when she took the stand, she testified that Theranos was in fact using third-party labs to process its blood samples. Now, this call was recorded by investor Brian Tolbert in secret. It happened in December of 2013, just after Theranos began offering those tests in Walgreens stores. And if you just take a look at the wire fraud charges alone, you'll see why this date is very important. This call happened just before Tolbert and almost all of the other investments were made. Tolbert, you can see there in count five, he invested $5 million at the time, the last day of the year in 2013. But remember, all of these charges, they are very nuanced. They're numerous. There are 11 separate charges for the jury to get through. Each and every one has separate elements that must be proved beyond a reasonable doubt. Guys, back to you.
And we have to leave it there, Alexis. Yahoo Finance's Alexis Keenan, sure, we're going to be talking to you tomorrow as well.